fail to obey that and wish to trespass beyond that point, you will be arrested for trespassing.
Despite that warning from a security guard, about 20 members of Peace Action Wisconsin started to crowd toward the entrance to the Royce Federal Building in downtown Milwaukee. Protest organizer George Martin told why the privately owned building was targeted.
Because it contains three federal offices: Internal Revenue Service, Wisconsin residents' individual income taxes would pay a minimum of $1,432,000 for this war.
The Royce Building also contains a military troop processing center and the Milwaukee office of Senator Herb Kohl. As Martin spoke, some of the protesters edged over a blue line and Milwaukee police began to make arrests.
That's private property. That's up to Mr. Kohl, ma'am. I don't know. You've got to call Mr. Kohl and ask him. I don't know, ma'am.
We need someone.
That woman is Sister Virgine Lawinger, a nun just back from a peace mission to Iraq. She and nine other people were taken aside and hauled away in police vans. One elderly woman with a medical problem was later released. But police say the other protesters were to be given citations for trespassing. For a time, the rest of the group still pleaded to be let inside to leave a message for Senator Kohl. Green Party State Senate candidate Jim Carpenter says Kohl and many other members of Congress should be pushing harder for a discussion about the Bush administration plans.
Congress should have debated this war. If we had a debate on this war, perhaps we would not be going to war.
Congress did pass a resolution last fall authorizing the use of force against Iraq, and Senator Kohl voted for the measure. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.